Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. Tuna fishing is off to a hot start. We're talking bluefin tuna. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water has some interesting information on the health of tuna stocks. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
One thing you told me, people don't have to feel guilty about ordering and eating tuna.
That's right. So a lot of people might remember back in the 2000s, tuna, they were estimated to be so depleted that experts were even talking about that they should be given endangered species status. And it became kind of passé to order bluefin tuna in a restaurant. You wanted to let tuna come back. They were not considered a sustainable fishery. But that is no longer the case. Bluefin tuna have rebounded. They've come back in a big way. And bluefin tuna is now so abundant that it is a sustainable fishery. Go ahead and order it in the sushi restaurant.
Now, these are highly migratory fish. They travel great distances in the open ocean, and the science around them has been evolving in the past years.
That's right. So Atlantic bluefin tuna, they cross the Atlantic Ocean. They cross a lot of international borders, and so they're managed by a group called ICAT, and that stands for the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas. And really, it's a way for representatives from, I believe it's about 52 countries, to get together and they vote on how many tuna can be caught. And for a long time, tuna, they're managed as two stocks. So the Western on our side and then the Eastern over on the European and Mediterranean side. The major scientific advancement was through tagging and genetics. Scientists realized that on our side of the ocean, we catch a lot of fish that were born over in the Mediterranean. So once we realized that, we realize that what happens to those fish in the east really affects our fishing here on the western side of the Atlantic. And the fisheries in the east, they were catching way above the quota. They were targeting a lot of younger, smaller bluefin tuna to grow in farms. And what we realized is that was hurting not just the eastern tuna population, but also hurting the tuna fishing on our side of the ocean. ICAT took some dramatic action to lower quotas and help protect those fish.
It's fascinating that it's so interwoven globally around bluefin tuna. There are opportunities for local fishermen also to help in this science, is that right?
Right. So there's still a lot to learn about bluefin tuna that can help us manage them better. One way is by donating tuna heads. So all bony fish have a structure in their skulls called an otolith, and this is formed over time, so it can record the chemistry of the water that a tuna is swimming in. And so if you save a tuna head, scientists can take the otolith out, and using that, they can determine where in the ocean that tuna was born and lived at a young age. Another thing that scientists are looking for is genetic material. So just a fin clip from a tuna, and what's great is that can be collected from a fish that is released. And they're using this genetic material basically to construct a massive family tree for all bluefin tuna in the Atlantic.
So how can people participate?
The studies are being coordinated by Walt Golette. He's a professor at the University of Maine who leads the Pelagic Fisheries Lab at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute. Contact the Pelagics Fishery Lab for more information and to participate.
Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, as you mentioned, tuna are in, and that is what has everybody excited. There's been a hot bite east of Chatham. It's a general area about 5 miles offshore east of Chatham. There's also been a very good striper bite. It's shifting as our waters warm a bit, so the bass have started to move out to areas with a little more current. So think cooler water, a little depth. The Monomoy Rips have been good, the Elizabeth Islands from Woods Hole to Cuttyhunk, Upper Buzzards Bay, and throughout Cape Cod Bay have all been holding good stripers.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.